My name is Liam Danowski. I am 11 years old. Today's date is June 28, 2018, and I'm speaking with Susan Reed, who is my family's friend. We are recording this interview in Kodiak, Alaska. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I grew up kind of a lot like you, Liam, with my grandparents, both sets of grandparents. And I would spend my summers with one set of grandparents, and they kind of doted on me, and I got to do all kinds of fun things with them. And my grandfather was blind, and he was blind for over 30 years before he died. And so he would tell me stories, and we would listen to stories on a phonograph. You know what that is? Like a record. And so we would listen to stories that he would order online, and I really had a lot of fun with them. And then my other grandparents, they lived kind of on a farm, not a farm, but like with cattle, and they had chickens, and they had lots and lots of woods, and we would play like we lived out in the woods and pile up leaves for our house walls and go scare the chickens off and mix the eggs with the dirt. And I spent a lot of time back and forth with my grandparents. I have wonderful memories of my childhood.
What was school like when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, everyone sat in their own desk, and you mostly listened to the teacher, and you copied a lot of things on paper, and you always had homework. And when I was quite young, there was no library, and once a month, the bookmobile would come. And they would have just a little trailer on wheels, like a camper today. And they would have books that we could check out and keep until the next month. And I have great memories of that. I loved it. And I remember learning all the railroads in the U.S., the names of all of them and where they went in third grade. And my third grade teacher read Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn to us, and he made that come alive just like a movie. He was a great reader.
Are there little babies or bedtime stories that you have been passed down through the family? Can you sing them? Tell me one.
Well, I know a lot of little songs. My dad played guitar, and he sang to us, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again. But he turned it around that he would never love brown eyes again, because we all had blue eyes in my family.
What was it like when you first moved to Kodiak?
Well, I came up here all by myself. I just drove up, and I lived in a little camping trailer, and it was like the greatest adventure of my life. And I worked some odd jobs and things, and then I got a job teaching, and I just decided to stay around. And I have to tell you, I didn't have one bad experience. I loved Kodiak right away, and it's where I met my husband that I've been married to now for 38 years.
Can you tell me about your wedding day or your honeymoon?
My wedding day was at my parents' house, and we got married out on their front porch, like a little veranda. And the people were sitting around. It was a lot of fun. It was sunny, and it was on the summer solstice, June 21st. And when we drove away to go on our honeymoon, they had tied everything to the car, and It was wild and crazy leaving. And then we went to the Bahamas for our honeymoon. It was a lot of fun.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Well, positive. The most positive part of my life are the family things we did. Always going to visit our grandparents, me spending time with just my grandparents by myself, and my sisters always told me that I was their favorite, which might have been true, but I liked being with them. And just the family time, my mom making fried chicken, and we would go to the river, and we had little bamboo fishing poles, and we would catch little bluegills in the lake, and then we would go over to the river and swim and have picnics, and those are some of my fondest memories.
Anything negative?
Well, I used to get in trouble at school for talking too much.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Playing in my grandparents' attic. They had this attic that you could walk into from the hallway, on each side of the hallway. And they used to spend their winters in Florida, and they would bring home all these beautiful seashells. And I would build a whole city up there with shells as houses and little periwinkles as cars. And then I had little people. It was just like you would play with a little dollhouse and real people today. I created that. I love that.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
Well, I'm proud that I spent 25 years teaching young children, and I felt like I had a lot to give for kids. And I really love them, and sometimes I think that's what's missing in school today is the love for teaching and the love for children. And I feel proud that I was that way, I am that way, and always will be that way.
What are your hopes and wishes for me, for my children?
For you? I know what you're going to be, Liam. You are like the most awesome kid I know. You are so nice. You don't say bad things about people. When you do something fun, you're not just talking about yourself. You're talking about other people and the whole experience that you had. And you bring your experiences into something that everyone enjoys listening to. I think you are going to be maybe artistic, something with art maybe someday. And I think that you will always have a lot of nice friends because nice people attract nice friends. And